This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Pen Franz. The Victorian Government is releasing a policy blueprint aimed at tackling health and welfare issues faced by GLBT youth. The blueprint, Beyond Homophobia, is a joint effort of the Australian Research Centre for Sex, Health and Society and Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria. It will be used to develop positive actions in areas including health, employment, education and housing. Beyond Homophobia will be launched by the Minister for Mental Health, Lisa Neville, on April 20.
A vilification complaint against Eddie Maguire and Mick Molloy over alleged homophobic comments has been dropped. New South Wales activist Gary Burns, who launched the complaint, met privately with Maguire to discuss the controversy. Burns says he is satisfied that Maguire understands his concerns over the skit.
I find Eddie's candour, he's a very nice man, he's genuine and he's sincere and he actually understands what I'm saying and how that can impact on particularly vulnerable gay kids.
A new online service to help lesbian and bi women find sympathetic doctors has recently been launched. DocList is a service provided by the Australian Lesbian Medical Association in response to ongoing requests from lesbian and bi women. It's being piloted in Victoria before being rolled out to other states and territories later in 2010.
The New South Wales Supreme Court has awarded a Sydney man a majority of his dead lover's estate 15 years after his death from an AIDS-related illness. Robert Burton said he didn't try to win the estate earlier as he thought he was also going to die from the disease. It was 2006 when he first checked his rights, 7 years after laws changed to give property rights to same-sex couples. In the court's ruling, a majority of the property's value, now worth $1.5 million, was awarded to Mr. Burton.
47 European countries have signed an agreement aimed at combating discrimination on grounds of sexual orientation or gender identity. The agreement covers areas including security and protection from violence, freedom of expression, employment, health, education, sports and housing. Although non-binding, the recommendations are the first intergovernmental agreement dealing with GLBT human rights issues.
US Defence Secretary Robert Gates has announced an easing of the controversial Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The policy prohibits homosexuals from serving openly in the military. The latest changes make it harder for military personnel to launch inquiries into alleged homosexual behaviour by soldiers. The changes are seen as the first step towards a complete repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
As I told the Congress in February, I am determined that we in the Department carry out the President's directive on Don't Ask, Don't Tell in a professional and thorough way.
A Singapore-born lesbian filmmaker has been awarded the Phoenix Award. The award is presented by a queer women's group in recognition of service to the Asian Pacific Islander community. Madeline Lim, queer filmmaker, community activist and educator, is this year's award recipient.
A street preacher in Scotland has been fined £1,000 for telling passers-by that homosexuals deserved the wrath of God and would go to hell. The American man admitted breaching the peace with his homophobic remarks, saying they were aggravated by religious prejudice. Supporters of the man say his comments were not prejudice, but simply his religious expression.
And briefly in other news, Matthew Mitchum is the new face of Funky Trunks, a range of trendy swimwear for men. Puerto Rican entertainer Ricky Martin has finally come out as gay, announcing the news on his website, and it's been reported that Mel Gibson will play George Michael in a new film about the singer's life.
To QNN Sport, and Caster Semenya, the South African track and field star labelled a hermaphrodite last year, is returning to racing. Semenya has announced that she believes there's no impediment to her competing again. The International Association of Athletics Federations is yet to release the results of gender verification tests on the athlete.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News. Hey.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.